Good afternoon, everyone. I will call the meeting of November 10th, 2022, Hearings Officer to order. Today's meeting is a hybrid meeting. My name is Andrew Strain, and I'll be serving as the Hearings Officer today. Item two on today's agenda is the approval of the agenda. I will ask the staff if we have any changes, modifications, or reports to add to the agenda today.
This is Brandy McMahon. I am the local government coordinator for the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. I did send public notice to neighboring property owners regarding an application for a new single parcel pier at 3180 Edgewater Drive in the Dollar Point area of Placer County. And I pull that item from the agenda. Because I have questions about the eligibility of the property for a single parcel pier because of its location, the Dollar Point Homeowners Association. And I will send out new notices that this item gets rescheduled.
Thank you, Brandy. We were able to just get probably the second half of your remarks here. Could you just the beginning of it again, please, in terms of what item this actually was?
Sure. Once again, my name is Brandy McMahon. I'm the local government coordinator for the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. I sent out public notices to neighboring property owners for a proposed new single parcel pier proposed to be constructed at 3180 Edgewater Drive in the Dollar Point area of Placer County, California. I ended up pulling that item from the agenda because I have concerns about the eligibility of the property for a new single parcel pier because of its location in the Dollar Point Homeowners Association. And
very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. With that noted modification to our agenda, I will go ahead and approve the agenda as it's been noticed and provided to the public. Item three on our agenda today are the public interest comments. These are for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other matter may do so at this time. However, public comments on the announcement of appeal rights items or on public hearings items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. At this time, I will ask Georgina to look for a show of hands for anyone who would like to address the hearings officer on items as described. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And I'm going to look for a show of hands. And we do not have any hands raised, so we can continue with the agenda.
Very good. Thank you, Georgina. We'll move on to agenda item number four, which is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone listening today know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA's website. Item five are public hearing items. We have one today. Item 5A, the Purina new accessory dwelling unit and garage located in the Tahoe Meadows Historic District, 3737 Beach Road in South Lake Tahoe, El Dorado County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 029-101-018 and the TRPA file number is ERSP2022-0598. Brandy McMahon from our staff is handling this item today. Brandy, will you please give a brief introduction and summary of the proposal?
Yes, Barbara Perina is proposing to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit over a garage at 3737 Beach Road in South Lake Tahoe, California. The new accessory dwelling unit and garage will be screened from Lake Tahoe from an existing fence and mature vegetation. The project is in the Tahoe Meadows Historic District. The site is not identified as having an existing contributing historic resource, but the project is subject to Tahoe Regional Planning Agency Hearings Officer review and approval because it is located in a historic district. The preliminary plans have been submitted to the Tahoe Meadows Homeowners Association for review, and the consultant working on the project has received initial comments from Tahoe Meadows, and those are included in the packet. I was available for questions.
I have, two questions for you. Number one, can you speak a little bit to the land coverage relocation that's proposed in the mapped 1B area?
Yeah, so under the TRPA code, if a property owner is relocating more than 1,000 square feet of land coverage within a stream environment zone, they can do that if a report is prepared by a qualified professional that demonstrates the relocation will result in a net environmental benefit. A report was prepared. It is included in the packet. And basically what they're doing is they're removing existing land coverage near Lake Tahoe, and they're moving it farther away from Lake Tahoe.
All right, very good. So you're satisfied that we can find that there's a net environmental benefit from this relocation?
Yes.
All right. And second question is, can you please remind us what the minimum code requirements are for an accessory dwelling unit?
So in the state of California, properties can now have an accessory dwelling unit on both single family and multifamily dwelling properties. TRPA reviews the accessory dwelling unit just like it would any other project for consistency with TRPA height requirements, coverage. A development right is required for an accessory dwelling unit. And this is something new in the last couple of years. Property owners in California used to have an acre or greater to have an accessory dwelling unit. And now that code provision has been modified, so there's no minimum parcel size.
Thank you, Brandy. And as you stated, the code itself has been changed to recognize this new state policy.
Yes, TRPA has a housing working group that's been working on policy recommendations, which are being implemented into the TRPA code. And one of the things that committee did was look at allowances for accessory dwelling units, and they have modified the TRPA code to bring it into greater conformance with California, the state of California new laws regarding accessory dwelling units.
Thank you, Brandy. If this project were on the Nevada side, would it be subject to the same type of considerations that California now requires and allows?
On the Nevada side, properties still have to be an acre or greater to have an accessory dwelling unit.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brandy, for clarifying that. I don't have any further questions for our staff. Do we have someone representing the applicant on the line today?
Yes, this is Corinne Hoyda with Basin Strategies, and I represent the applicant.
Good afternoon, Corinne. Do you have any remarks or input to provide today?
No, we thank you for taking the time to review this project, and I'm available if you have any questions.
Okay, very good. I don't have any questions for the applicant at this time. At this point, I will open the public hearing and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands for anyone who would like to provide public input on this item 5A. Georgina?
Any members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand raising feature in the Zoom app at the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you. I'm going to look for a show of hands. And I don't see any hands raised for this item.
Thank you, Georgina. And to reiterate, Brandy, did we receive any public comment written or email or phone?
No, I've received no public comment on this item.
Thank you, Brandy. Given that we have no additional public comment to offer, I will close the public hearing. And before I take action on the project, I do have one last question for Brandy of our staff. Are we making a finding of no significant effect as part of this project?
Yeah, this project, will not have a significant impact on the environment because it is consistent with the TRPA code.
Okay, but we are obliged because of the nature of the project to make a FONSI.
I do not prepare FONSIs for single family residential projects. I just prepare the 5G findings for single family project, which is consistent with what is required under the TRPA code.
Good. That was my understanding too. Marcia, can you add some clarity to that? We do not, as a single family related use, need to make a specific FONSI for this project.
That's correct.
Very good. Thank you, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Given that and the information that's contained in our staff report, including the findings of fact and the rationale on which those findings are based, and this includes Chapter 4, as Brandy has described, and importantly, Chapter 30, our relocation of land coverage within a stream environment zone, and Chapter 67, the historic resource protection findings, I will approve the project, including the draft permit with the conditions that are contained in it as proposed, based on the record evidence that we have today. And we will consider this item approved. Thank you for participating in today's discussion. We'll move on to item 6, which is adjournment, and we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.